This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Mass shooting at a Virginia Walmart.
Multiple fatalities and multiple injured persons.
Crowded roads, crowded airports.
Yeah, I think it's patience plus.
We're going to have our patience.
Twin blasts in Jerusalem. Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin this day before Thanksgiving with word of another mass shooting, this time at a Walmart in Virginia. Police say at least six people were killed, and so was the shooter. Correspondent Jeff Pegues is in Northampton County.
Cell phone video from a man who said he was a shopper spoke of the horrific scene.
We heard several shots inside and all ran out.
Another man says that he was among the Walmart employees inside the store when the shooting began.
I literally walked out the break room, and as soon as I probably about...
At least five patients are being treated at area hospitals. This woman says her brother is among the injured.
He actually was shot in the side. He is up, talking, breathing. They don't have a lot of details right now.
Walmart has issued a statement saying it's shocked at what happened and it's working closely with law enforcement. The suspect in the LGBTQ nightclub shooting in Colorado will appear in court via video for the first time today. And we've learned they identify as non-binary. Correspondent Janet Chamlian is in Colorado Springs.
The person suspected of killing five people inside Club Q was born with the name Nicholas Brink. Court records show at 15, they petitioned to change the name to Anderson Lee Aldrich, stating they didn't want to be connected to their father, who had a criminal history. The change happened months after they were allegedly viciously bullied online.
Some 50 million Americans are jamming roads, rails, and airports on the way to Thanksgiving with family and friends. Coast-to-coast team coverage begins with correspondent Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Here at LAX, we found people traveling just about everywhere.
We're going to Chicago.
To see who?
Our family.
I'm going to the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Travel experts say get to the airport early and don't be surprised if there are delays.
I'm Glenn Shuck in New Jersey, where Thanksgiving travel is certainly in high gear on the roads. The Garden State Parkway packed well before dawn. What kind of mood are people in?
Thanksgiving is a time to give thanks and just be thankful for what you have in life.
Well, there's a lot of people driving crazy, extra fast to get nowhere quicker.
And those stopping here for gas, $3.90 a gallon for regular at the James Gandolfini service area, where the weather is calm and dry, but a little chilly.
Overseas, at least one person has been killed and at least 18 injured in Israel at the height of the morning rush hour. Correspondent Robert Berger has more.
Two explosions rocked bus stops here in Jerusalem a half hour apart. Israeli police say it was the first coordinated bomb attack in Jerusalem in years, and they suspect Palestinian militants are responsible.
The explosions happened as former and likely future Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tries to form what would be Israel's most right-wing government in history. An air raid alert rang out across Ukraine today as explosions rocked several regions in the south and southeast. Officials there say a two-day-old baby was killed in a rocket attack on a hospital maternity ward in Vilnyansk. It comes as Ukrainian forces get help on the battlefield from cutting-edge technology, including drones. Correspondent Chris Livesay reports.
Vastly outnumbered and outgunned by Russia, Ukraine has assembled an army of drones. They're precise and nimble, just like the crack team that literally pulled us through the mud to their secret launch site.
I've already got a few calls asking what sector are we going to cover today with our reconnaissance.
And they're counting on you.
And they're counting on us.
Counting on them to fly over enemy lines as the eyes of the artillery.
You locate the target and then they decide if and when they're going to strike.
Yeah, exactly.
Underdog victories, often aided by volunteers like our escort.
Without motivated people, I don't think we would have any success.
Chris Livesay on the front line in eastern Ukraine.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Biden administration's giving borrowers more time to pay off federal student loan debt as it tries to fend off Republican legal challenges. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has details from Washington.
The president says this extension of the payment pause through late June, if necessary, is meant to give the Supreme Court time to decide the legality of his loan forgiveness plan. His critics say the president has overstepped, widely applying a post-9/11 law known as the HEROES Act, which was written to help service members. A handful of Republican-led states are suing to block the forgiveness. Mr. Biden says he's completely confident his rationale will survive the test in the courts.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for 6 years' worth of former President Trump's tax returns to go to Congress House Ways and Means Committee. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The Democrats only will control the House for a few weeks, but it looks like during that time, the tax returns from Donald Trump will finally be disclosed. He ran out the clock, but not long enough.
Mr. Trump insists it's a fishing expedition intended to embarrass him politically. Colleagues at our affiliate WBTV in North Carolina are in mourning after a pilot and a meteorologist were killed when their helicopter crashed along busy I-77 in Charlotte. This man watched as Sky3's Chip Tayag tried to save lives on the ground.
He apparently knew he was in trouble, and he circled looking for a place to put that down. Well, I don't think he had any choice. It was going down, and he got it just off the highway and avoided it.
Tayag and meteorologist Jason Myers both gone. We've learned more about the pilot of an American Eagle flight who suffered a medical emergency right after takeoff from Chicago Saturday night.
Captain is incapacitated. I'm going to have to move the captain from the seat. Get to the gate.
The co-pilot calmly telling air traffic controllers to have paramedics at the ready. He turned the plane around and landed safely. The pilot later died. The FDA has just approved the most expensive drug in the world, Hemgenix, a one-time infusion of gene therapy to treat potentially deadly hemophilia B. Costs $3.5 million a dose. The benefits? It cuts the number of expected bleeding events over the course of a year by more than half and frees up most patients from regular treatments.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cash back really adds up.
Today is a national holiday in Saudi Arabia, celebrating yesterday's World Cup shocker in Doha. Saudi Arabia upset Lionel Messi and Argentina, one of the best teams in the world. And they figured out what to do with all of that beer banned at the games.
The winners of this year's World Cup will get not only the coveted trophy, but also $42 million in prize money. And on top of that, Budweiser has pledged to send all the beer that it couldn't sell in Qatar to the winning country, too. Budweiser tweeting a pic of a warehouse filled with beer. It said, new day, new tweet. Who will get them? The company had paid a reported $75 million to be the tournament's official beer sponsor, but then Qatar cut off alcohol sales at the 8 stadiums where matches are being held. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, November 23rd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.